This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump takes a victory lap after his impeachment trial, acquittal, and it started at an unlikely place. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Harvard professor Arthur Brooks reminded the crowd of what Jesus said about your enemies.
Love them.
And political opponents.
They're not stupid and they're not evil.
The president sat near Brooks and disagreed.
I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say.
He stunned the crowd by ripping the impeachment process and those behind it.
Some very dishonest and corrupt people,
including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, four seats away. Here at the White House later, the president did call his opponents evil and scum and sleazebags, among other things. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Democratic National Committee is now calling for a recanvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus. The AP's Jackie Quinn with more.
Days after Iowa voters participated, not all the results are in, and those that are apparently contain some errors and miscalculations. The state Democratic Party is blaming a new computer app, and the head of the national party is calling for a re-canvass, a lengthy process of recalculating math worksheets from more than 1,600 caucus sites. The Associated Press doesn't have the data needed to call a winner, and both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are declaring themselves the victors. This caucus chaos is depriving candidates of bragging rights in the nation's first presidential contest of the year. New Hampshire votes next Tuesday. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, some preliminary results say that Pete Buttigieg is the declared winner. President Donald Trump said on Thursday the United States killed al-Qaeda and Arabian Peninsula leader Qasem al-Raimi in a counterterrorism operation in Yemen. His death further degrades AQAP and the global al-Qaeda movement, according to one statement. This is VOA News. Chinese state media reports the number of deaths from a coronavirus outbreak has risen to beyond 618. As AP correspondent Mike Grassi reports, a doctor who first reported the virus is one of them.
A hospital in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the new coronavirus that's infected over 31,000 people globally, says a doctor who sounded an early warning about the illness has died. On its social media account, Wuhan Central Hospital says 34-year-old Dr. Li Wenliang was infected during the fight against the pneumonia epidemic of the new coronavirus infection. The World Health Organization tweeted, "We are deeply saddened by the passing of Dr. Li Wenliang. More than 600 people have now died worldwide from the outbreak." I'm Mike Grassio.
Syrian government forces battled rebels and weathered Turkish artillery barrages on Thursday as they entered a key town in northwestern Idlib province in a new push to recapture the last rebel stronghold. Lucy Fielder with Reuters.
Turkey's foreign minister is warning Russia that it must stem the Syrian government attacks immediately, adding that Ankara is determined to stop what it calls a human drama unfolding in Idlib. President Bashar al-Assad's swift military advance there has also caused yet another exodus of civilians towards the Turkish border. Russia, meanwhile, said militants in Turkey's zone of responsibility were attacking Syrian government forces and the Russian military, confirming some of its troops were killed. Syrian forces backed by airstrikes have encircled and entered the town of Sarakib, witnesses and observers say. It lies at the junction of two main roads that Assad wants to bring under his control. Fighting in Idlib has accelerated despite several ceasefire attempts, the latest in January.
The government has started enforcing restrictions on flavored electronic cigarettes, but the AP's Ed Donahue explains that some teenagers may be one step ahead of those rules.
The Food and Drug Administration's crackdown narrowly targets reusable vaping devices such as Juul. Only menthol and tobacco flavors are allowed for those devices. Mike Chang is the owner of Masterpiece Smoke Shop in New York.
When Juul pulled out their mango, creme brulee, and fruit, that people noticed, oh, there's disposable pens that actually has multiple flavor. So I had people switching from the Juul for the disposables.
One tiny e-cigarette brand is Stig, with flavors like Mighty Mint and Mango Bomb. The FDA's top tobacco regulator says if they see a product that is targeting kids, they will take action. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.